Grumpy Middle-Aged Man Podcast. GrumpyMiddleAgedMan.com. GrumpyMiddleAgedMan.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Grumpy Middle-Aged Men. I'm Jeff.
I'm Bruce.
And we're Grumpy Middle-Aged Men.
And stunned that we made it to episode 7.
Yes, alive.
Thank you, everybody. This has been a real roller coaster.
Certainly has. We've got a shout out to say hello to somebody.
Who have we got a shout out to?
Young Anthony, one of our friends, well, associates, a friend. He's got a young Thai chap working for him.
Ah.
And he said to say a big hello. So it's hello, Sempom. Sempom. Pong Tong.
Sempong Pong Tong.
Yes. Hello. I'm only saying that
because... Say it three times, really.
No, I'm not going to do that. The reason is because he's Thai and he should be able to cook.
Ah, beautiful. Oh, see? Sempong, there's an invite for a Thai meal at any time, possibly.
We'll interview you first.
Yeah, absolutely. And there will be a cooking section of three courses. Finished with, I know it's not Thai, but just a nice creme brulee would be nice.
Is that enough? Jesus.
Hey, might as well ask.
Well,
if you don't ask, you don't get.
Well, there was also, I have to tell this other joke, there was a truck driver, and he was on a date, and he picked up this young lass, and he takes her back to her place.
I love the way Jeffrey talks, this young lass.
Young lass, tell what do you want me to say, skank?
Who in the century talks like this? This is why I love Jeffrey people.
This is why I think that we're at the century of the death of the English language, because nobody uses it.
No.
So you've got to use it. So if you have the words, why not use them?
Yeah. So this lovely young lass.
He's got this lass. Anyway, he's doing the dirty with her, and the nasty. He's up to his nuts and guts, as it were.
Okay.
And.
The Australian version thus far is he's picked up a chicken having a root. Oh, sorry, I'm just translating.
Why'd you have to make it vulgar?
Because that's what I'm here for.
No, you're not here for making it vulgar. Gee, that's my job. So he's up to his nuts and guts, and he feels a cold press of steel against the back of his head, and it's a father. And he said, if you're really a truck driver, you'd be able to back up without losing your load. Isn't that right? Then there's another one. I can't even get this one out. What's 6 inches long?
It's not the first time for Jeff either.
Well, I've got a lot of things out. What's 6 inches long and only goes in one direction?
I don't know.
Simon Cowell's penis. Okay, that's enough funniness.
They're shrinking as in one direction.
Well, they're getting one less and less, aren't they? Fewer and fewer. So you can't say less and less.
This is my claim to fame. I actually stayed in the same hotel as One Direction in New Zealand.
Why?
Why?
On purpose?
Yeah, I was there on a conference, and it was probably 3 years ago. Never seen anything like it. I thought they were there for me, but you know.
I've got a story to tell. A friend of mine, his brother-in-law, was a manager of the Mirage down at the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Or they've changed their name, Sofitel, or whatever they call themselves. I can never keep up with what they call themselves. But he was the night manager there one night.
Mm.
And there was a whole lot of screaming girls and that. And then there was this guy, and his pants were hanging down to his ass and all this sort of stuff. So he shooed them away.
Mm.
Turns out it was Justin Bieber.
He probably did himself a favour.
Well, yes. I mean, well, that sort of ties in with this other, you know, 13th of November, the attack in Paris. We'd like to pass on our condolences.
Yeah, we don't want to get exceptionally serious in
morbid
our podcast
about this. No, but there's also, you know, a bombing, you know, in Lebanon before that, and, you know, all this sort of stuff. So there's a whole lot of terror. But there's even a bigger terror that was released on November the 13th. Not my birthday.
Mm.
Not me being born 21 years ago.
Yes. Have a look on the Facebook page and the Twitter for the cake.
You got me half a cake.
Yeah, I got him half a cake. We're tight ass. Dieting.
Yeah. God, you're funny. No, a bigger horror was released upon this planet. I'm talking about the new Justin Bieber album.
And it's gone to number zero with The Rock.
No, it's probably gone up. I mean, you've got all screaming teenage girls going, and wetting their pants over it.
Look, and Jeffrey, I'll interrupt and get serious just for a couple of minutes here. You know, we don't often get serious in the podcast, so just it was a chance. What happened in France is an absolute abomination. What people do in the name of religion absolutely disgusts me. I'm incredibly frustrated with the traditional media and have the pleasant ability to have a podcast where I can say something. Connecting ISIS with Islam is like connecting the Pope with the IRA.
They did have a connection.
Yes, but
it's extremists. It's like saying that every KKK every Christian is a KKK person.
Exactly. And we need, as human beings at this point, to show some tolerance, to show some support, no matter race, religion, or colour. All I want to say is people...
Or orientation.
That one slips right through to me because it's...
Like, doesn't affect you.
I don't really care about. As in, you know...
No, it doesn't affect you.
Yeah, exactly. I have gay friends, I have straight friends, I have...
You have fantasies, Bruce.
I had a fair. if you go and look at the page with Jeffrey's Black Forest cake on it, I had that for his birthday and I woke up in the middle of the night craving black chocolate in my own house with my wife next to me of 23 years. And I wandered out. By the time I made it to the fridge, I'd realised, oh no, that was at Jeffrey's place.
Germans, don't mention the war.
Indeed, don't mention the war. As I said, we wanted to take a couple of minutes out.
Yes.
There's horrendous things happening in France.
Now, also, because a lot of that is on everybody's mind, because it's played constantly, you know, over and over and over and over and over, and you've got Carl over in France dealing with the added bombings and finding out people and all that sort of stuff. People could get a little bit depressed about it.
Well,
and
yes,
you know, it affects people emotionally.
You know, that's one of my soapboxes, Jeffrey. I know
that's one of your soapboxes. That's why I brought it up.
I'm not backward in coming forward. I do suffer from major depression. One of the reasons Jeffrey and I discussed starting this podcast was
therapy
as a method of therapy. You know, there are days that you see happy Bruce 99% of the time, or cranky.
I see cranky Bruce.
He sees cranky Bruce all the time. But there is a depressed side of me, and you know, I have some stats just to give you some stats on it. In Australia, and I am only using Australia here, so multiply this by the rest of the world. But let's see, there is 1 million people in Australia currently suffer from depression. 2.3 million suffer from anxiety. Any year, 10,000 Australians live with depression. The prevalence of depression in Australia sample group increased from 10 years in 2008 to 6.8% to 10.3%. I won't bore you with statistics.
Too late.
If you broke a leg, you would put a cast on it. If you, you know,
yeah.
And mental health, for some bizarre reason, gets treated, it's being more and more accepted. It's demonised. It's people, you know, oh, they're dodging it, I'll just get over it. As a person who suffers from it, no. Yeah. I know it's a chemical imbalance in the brain.
Well, it's also, you know, you've got post-traumatic stress disorder and all that sort of stuff that feed into it.
That's right.
So it's a nasty thing to live with.
It's not simple, is what I want to say, yeah, and then go on with the podcast, but it is not simple. Jeffrey, I know you have some numbers there.
I've got something that actually leads into that.
Okay. You should have started first.
That's quite fine.
Please be aware that you will see people out there functioning every day in the world and think, they're fine, you know, what's this, all this talk about depression?
They're fighting very hard not to kill you.
you put on a mask, you go out in the world, you do what you need to do, and then you go and fall over. And I know that's what happens to me. Please be aware, it is common and as simple as asking a friend, are you okay? I love that campaign. Ask a friend, are you okay? And be willing to talk about it, particularly, don't want it to sound misogynistic, but males we're bred to be the
strong, silent type.
The breadwinners of the house. We don't cry. Blah 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 blah. All those things that
you know. Oh, I cry when I break a nail.
You chuck hissy fit.
No, sometimes I do. Actually, I don't chuck hissy fits as much as I should.
No, you don't anymore. Actually,
I'm not such a princess anymore.
You have matured. I haven't seen you chuck a hissy fit for a while. I'll find a reason to make you.
I contain it. I contain it, but when I do.
But when I do, watch out.
It's a big container to let go. Okay, now, there's something else that's just been proven scientifically in a survey is that men can actually get periods.
My wife says the full moon affects me and a few of my friends.
It's called a period.
A period? Better shave quick.
Apparently, 26% of men get it monthly.
Is that right? And what?
It's true. It's irritability, tiredness, increased craving, constantly hungry. That was you this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily upset.
Yes.
Isn't that incredible? Men can get periods.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I know that, full moon affects a lot of people as well. I see he's having a hissy fit. No, see, because, I used to work down at Woodridge, which, It's like a southern suburb in Sydney.
We've really got to start to explain these, by the way, Jeffrey, because I was looking at our statistics.
Oh, yeah.
And our American statistics are starting to take over our Australian ones, which is really amazing.
Should I say Bogan Village?
thank you, America. We apologise for anything we say and do about your and how ridiculous we think your fucking gun laws are.
No, I've got another one. It's quite funny. A woman, can't remember where it was, where is it? A Boston woman. She's won the right. Apparently Boston law says that you can't have your...
It was a good TV show.
No, the Boston Legal, yeah, great, yeah, loved it. Danny Crane. No, a Boston woman has run... apparently there's a law that says you can't have head coverings in your licence, which affects a lot of, Muslim women and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But there's a woman who's a pastafarian.
What's a pastafarian?
A pastafarian is someone who believes in the giant spaghetti monster. And she has won the right to wear spaghetti colander on her head.
You could have pre-warned me before I took a mouth of water on that one.
No, I just wanted to see you spit it out. That was quite funny. So, yeah, she's won the right to wear a colander. And if you search on the internet for it, it's quite a fetching photo.
I have a very good friend here in Brisbane. One day, hopefully, he will watch this video. And he is the funniest man. But he walked in to get his license renewed. And he folded his eyebrows back. And I can't do it. He folded his lip back and to make himself look just incredibly special, you know. It was.
Do you want something like that on your license for 5 years?
Well, he then walked up to the counter. I'll get my license renewed. And they didn't know. They thought it was a disorder. They thought it was something. So I said, yes, sir. They did all the paperwork. He then had to sit there for another 10 minutes.
Well, they got their photo ready. I would have been dried out.
He did send me a photo and I have lost it. I wish I had. Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry, one of the best I have ever seen because, he's just the funniest sense of humour. And for 5 or 10 years, 10 years, I suppose now, he's got this driver's licence that he has to hand over. And the person's going to go, what's wrong with you?
Had a bad day.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Yeah, because you can renew it over the, over the interweb.
Yeah, and you get the same picture.
And you keep the same picture.
Look,
thank God for the new digital photos.
The picture behind you here in the video one and on our logo is me of about 5 years ago. The
photo of me was very current.
Nothing a bit of Photoshop can't fix. And the one prior, and then the one I posted, I found one the other day to post for our Facebook page, and it was about 10 years old, and I thought, oh my God, somebody's going to say something, but they haven't yet.
No one's picked it up. Nobody's cared.
We're going on a cruise, Jeff.
I was about to mention that. We're going on a cruise. I'm so excited that I've already started packing.
So have I. I've started packing shit what Jeffrey's going to put in his bag.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I've boxed condoms.
Yeah, yeah. We saw when you went... I'm going to find the video somewhere.
I've got to find the video too.
We will post it before we go as part of it. But yes, I'm. There was a. Were they mega packs, Jeff? Or
No. Just there was a place where you could go online and get free condoms.
No.
And I said how many? I went not 200. Yeah, there you go. So I sent me 200 condoms.
Beautiful.
Mm.
Hey, free. So facts. But what's the sign?
Huh?
What is the site?
I have no idea. I think I looked up free shit or something like that.
Oh, well, just go, guys, look it up. When you're having a kids' party, save a friggin' fortune.
Well, you do that before you have a kids' party, wouldn't you? So you don't have kids.
Well, yeah, look, if you've got one, you need free party balloons. We're here to help.
Now we're talking about condoms. Don't use the sheepskin ones because Charlie Sheen used those, and look what he ended up with.
Now, I've had a bad couple of days. And I've sort of crossed over some of the news. Has there been some new news about Charlie Sheen?
Well, he's come out saying that he's HIV positive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
and right. Who cares?
Well, I looked at my wife and I said, well, there's a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, I do remember
it's the like Kel DeMarge.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, the other, and obviously the loss of anybody is, is sad. But the guy who led Jackass. Died.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I saw that headline and I thought, oh, well, what the fucking obvious one you could have written years ago.
But did they have a video of it?
I don't know. I have no
idea. Still again, like the CV went on?
I have really scanned the headlines and people write in if I've completely got the facts wrong, but,
I haven't paid attention.
You know, Steve Irwin got killed by something. Wow.
Well,
the guy who headed up Jackass got killed by something. Wow.
Well, he didn't wear enough sunscreen. Get those nasty rays.
And
we'll get emails.
Oh, there'll be letters.
We'll get a letter. Why?
Email likewecare@grumpymiddleagedmen.com. We have lots of new email addresses now. So
we've got questions. Here we go.
Email your questions to info@grumpymiddleagedmen.com.
There you go.
Yeah, so send in your questions. We do want to talk more to you as opposed to
answer your questions. Talk to us.
So please talk to us.
Yeah,
we're 7 in. We don't buy
hard unless you ask.
and we will be kind. Gentle. Jeffrey will be gentle. I'll be me.
Yeah. You can't. You're married. Okay, a New Jersey woman has caused a man's death by injecting silicone into his penis for enlargement. Now, it's... Why? Why would you do that?
I was brought up in a hardware store.
She used that sort of silicone.
What sort of silicone did she use?
Yeah,
she
not
used...
that. Not you know, she used medical grade.
You seal the windows with...
Because the poor guy died from an embolism because someone jammed his prick with him.
I have to turn my mic off before I burst and before I cry too much.
Why would you?
I'm sorry. I've
heard of saline injection. Now.
All I can remember is the silicone gun and
chalking gun.
Yeah, the bit left out the end that was dingling there. Oh, I can just imagine his penis was that.
Right. Okay. Now.
Sorry, Jeffrey.
That's
really tickled my fancy.
Well, I decided last night, when I read that, I thought, ooh, that's interesting. So I decided to go onto Tumblr.
As you do.
And let me tell you, there are some. If you ever go onto Tumblr, down underneath, they got where the links where the photos came from.
Mm.
Where they, you know, and you follow those links through, and then you sort of you go to the next Tumblr page, and instead of having the number and the thing, you cut it off after Tumblr, blah 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 .tumblr.com, you put a slash and then you write archive, and then you can go through all their photos,
yep.
And you find something else that you find interesting, and you follow that back. I went on a really strange adventure last night. And I tell you what, there are some people out there that have the most interesting, weird, unusual, slightly bizarre fetishes.
What did you find?
Well, the funniest one was the guys that get dressed up in nappies.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah.
I won't. Yeah, I know, but
yeah,
I haven't seen that because normally you see them.
You and I will be doing that in 15 years anyway. Oh. Just by default.
What do you mean 15 years? God, you're giving yourself a look good time. No, no, but I mean, they do it for fun and that, and they get tucked up into bed with their little dummy and all this sort of stuff. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, wasn't that sweet? But normally you sort of think... Yeah, normally you think, normally you think they're sort of weird, you know, just unusual type people. You know, people that sort of you think would be licking glass or something like that. Yeah, yeah. But there were some absolute hunks on it. I was quite amazed.
Oh, my God.
And then you get into...
Were they out of any particular countries? Like, was it Germany? Was it England?
No, from all over the place. And I think that, you know, good on them.
To each their own.
But where do you buy them?
Oh, my God. I remember describing... Like, the internet has done some amazing things. Well, it's bought you us.
For good or bad, whatever.
What else?
However you figure that one is.
I remember saying to somebody, the difference with the internet is what you've got is it brings disparate groups of people together. So if you type in goat-satening sheep fucker, it's going to come back and ask you what type of sheep.
Yeah,
and that is, you know, and that is just
how... Is that a particular New Zealand one?
that is a
particular... That will get me emails. Sorry, New Zealand.
We do have listeners there too.
I know. We got them all over the place. I'm quite amazed with the amount of people that we got watching us.
Barbara listens to it.
Barbara?
Barbara from New Zealand.
No, don't go there. It's probably Jill's mum.
Okay.
Hello, Jill's mum.
Hello, Jill's mum.
Because if you go to New Zealand, you've got to go to the Dannyberg Caves. Because I used to work with a lovely lady called Jill, and she'd always go, if you go to New Zealand, you've got to go to the Dannyberg Caves. Apparently Dannyberg's in the Northern Ireland, and she goes, you've got to go to the caves. So I'm sitting there thinking, oh, the caves, that sounds interesting. Yeah, stalagmites and stalactites and, you know, drops of water and all that sort of stuff and bats and all that. No, the Dannyberg Caves. No, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Research it. You'll be amazed, because I was totally amazed.
Going from the Dannyberg Caves.
Dannyberg or Donnyberg? Yes, Dannyberg Caves in New Zealand.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, there's some really, really interesting things in New Zealand. I mean, for one, there is a statue of Riff Raff from Rocky Horror.
Oh, really?
Because Richard O'Brien was actually born in New Zealand.
Okay.
And there's a town, Queenstown, I think, and it's all done in Art Deco type era. Yes. So, and because he was born in that area, they decided to put a bronze statue of him done up as Riff Raff.
Oh, it's New Zealand.
I think that's brilliant.
There are some great places in New Zealand. We went to Rotorua, which...
Oh, God loves New Zealand because he gave them boiling mud.
Oh, Rotorua, seriously, is...
Stinks.
Smells like a giant fart.
Yeah.
Because it is full of sulphur.
It's full of, like Satan's bottom.
Yes, yes. But the hotel we stayed in had these grottos that they dug out. And
a grotto in the chateau?
Yeah, grotto in the chateau behind, you know, in there. And you could go into the grotto. You
Did
know,
you have any ghetto in the chateau?
There was about three.
With the grotto?
There's about three grottos. And, you know, I said to my come on, let's go to the grotto, you know.
Yeah.
As Mars in the grotto. In the grotto, come on. And the response was, I'm not going in there. You don't know what's been in there. So we didn't get to go in the grottos of the hotel in the sulphur.
That's a bit of a shame.
Mm.
Could have done wonders for a skin. Could have got rid of my scratch. Notice I'm not scratching. I've got this cream to put on this on my itch. And I smelt like a tar pit. It's disgusting.
We were recording yesterday and I for a couple of reasons, moved it, and the next thing I saw on Jeffrey's Facebook page is, oh, my God, I've got this cream, and I smell like a tar pit. And I thought, oh, thank you. We moved it.
Thank you, baby Jesus. I don't have time for that.
Thank you, whoever you...
Ding, dang.
Now, hey, Jeff, I'm going to throw one out of left field at you here.
Oh, God.
Jim, it's just out of thought the other night. You know, I thought, oh, how do we make it controversial? Always seems to be controversial.
Controversial? Mr. Disney?
Hey, Walt. Starting a bit frozen there, a bit frigid down in there.
Yep.
Mohammed.
Yeah?
What is the logic of not... I did a bit of research, and if you Google images of Muhammad...
you won't find any. Well, they take them down.
You do. What's it? And I want to. I'm actually.
I've got my hand on the remote to stop this.
Take it away. Now I am saying this in a way not to offend traditional Muslims.
No.
And to understand the logic behind why.
Okay. It basically just goes back to the Old Testament in the Bible in one of the Ten Commandments, that thou shalt not have any graven image of thy God.
Yeah.
And that's where they get it from. Not really. So, Muhammad's not a God. Muhammad's a prophet. So they don't even want to have, you know, images of him.
We're talking about Moses' Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Now, and we have turned that to thou shalt not worship another God. Would that be, is that right?
Well, I mean, okay, the God that the Muslims worship.
It's called
Allah.
Okay, Allah.
Right. Allah is the same God as the Hebrews, Yahweh, and Jesus' dad for the Christians.
Right.
So it all goes back to the Abrahamic religions. Mm. They call it the Abrahamic religions.
Welcome to Religion 101
for 101. But because Muhammad Khan came, you know, 600 years later after Christ, he decided, well, I think this needs a bit of a shake-up.
Right.
And he was given his own... He wrote the Quran.
Okay.
So a lot of the text you get from, the ideas you get from the Old Testament, like, you know, don't eat shellfish, don't eat this, don't, you know, all that sort of stuff, was carried over.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, somebody, you know, carried a bit too far and said, you know, oh, we can't have photos of Muhammad either. Because Muhammad was a prophet... He was a messenger. He wasn't God.
Okay.
So they don't worship Muhammad.
They
worship God. But Muhammad is their...
So they can have a picture of God?
No. Even, you know, if you go to...
They're missing major marketing points here.
We're not talking about marketing.
Imaging really. And branding's everything. What?
Well, it is. Well, I mean, that's why they have the crescent.
That's on the circlet. No, that's...
The moon. The crescent.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Jews have the star, Muslims have the crescent, Christians have the cross.
Okay.
So they don't have a photo of God.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, could you imagine, like, a Catholic church without stained glass windows of Jesus on a cross in it?
Yeah. A bit like the Baptists.
Okay, so it's just been handed down through the years.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's because my father's 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 did it. That means I'm going to do it.
So,
right. Yeah, which in this day and age doesn't really make that much sense. I mean, if you go about, you know, the advances in science. Look, the thing is that in the Middle Ages, Islam was one of the most progressive. They had the scientists, they had, you know, they came up with zero, the concept of zero.
Mm-hmm.
They came up with their numbering system, they came up with a whole range of stuff.
Yeah.
And they were so progressive. You know, why are they going back to, you know, blowing up, ISIS.
Yes.
Not Muslims, ISIS. Why are they going to blowing up, you know, ancient... you know, sites.
Yeah, destroy every ancient site as they go through it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense.
Sorry, I went serious there again. It was my chance. When I get the chance to pick Jeff's brain on these things, I know he's well informed.
Well, I talked to
and
God.
And I wanted to draw a stick picture of Muhammad and see if I could get us in trouble.
Oh, God.
Got a pen?
Nope.
I knew why you couldn't find a pen.
Yeah, well, I had a feeling you were going to bring something up about the...
There you go. I drew a
now, but a friend of mine, a good friend of ours, the lovely and talented Kay, she spent some time in Saudi Arabia. And, you know, she was telling me about the weird laws that they have there.
I am listening to you, yes.
Don't look at your phone.
Yes, keep your
hand. No, that's, put it down.
Okay.
Put it down. No. Put it up. There you go.
He knew I was going to try and find Muhammad images, didn't he?
Yeah. No, the lovely Talon Kay spent quite a few years in Saudi Arabia and that, and she wanted to go and see the castles of Salazan, who was one of their great leaders, one of the great warriors and stuff. And they sort of went, you want to go and look at, you know, rocks? You know, we've got this wonderful new mall here. You want to go look at Rome. They don't have a tourist. They don't have the concept of history as, you know, something to be savoured, something to be cherished and stuff.
Even with 200 years of history in Australia, we still try to pull it off.
Well, yeah, I mean, hang on, white history.
White history in Australia.
You know, the indigenous people do have, you know, lots of paintings up on the walls.
So remember, there's a dirty great rock in the middle of the country.
Mm.
Go see it.
But there was also, there was also that theory that, you know how they did all, like Cro-Magnon Man and that, they did the cave paintings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it now transpires that they were all high when they did it. They were licking mushrooms or something like that, and then they went and said, oh, look at that, yeah, stars and spit. Yeah. Which kind of makes sense when you look at them, like, coming from, you know, this person was high. That makes sense.
It does, really, doesn't it?
Wow, this has got deep.
Oh, I know.
This has got really deep.
Episode, quick, Jeffrey, go back to your notes, lighten it up.
Okay, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, wow. Yep, Muhammad to Miley Cyrus.
Okay, what's she licking now? Okay.
What?
There's all these new photos of Miley in that. She's licking everything. It's just a lot.
What for? Is she promoting tonguing or what?
Do you know how in politically incorrect days when we're in our youth, mm-hmm. we used to call people with, you know, severe mental development issues, used to lick glass. That's all I'm saying. Now, Carly Simon has finally come out. Carly Simon, you're so vain, you must have think the song was about you.
We should have played a little bit of that, see if we could get banned.
Do you know, I prefer her Spy Who Loved Me song, but that's me. The second verse, she has come out and said that the second verse is actually about Warren Beatty.
Oh, look, I think
hallelujah!
I think that was a dead set giveaway for...
Oh, look, but everyone's been on about it for the past, you know, million years.
Yeah. How old is she now?
21. You never talk about a lady's age. We're ladies, you do.
No, I'm not talking about how old's her plastic surgery. I'm talking how old is she.
Oh, you bitch. No. We're ladies, you know. I used to love that from Little Britain.
I wasn't a Little Britain fan. I didn't.
What?
No, I know.
How could you not be a Little Britain? Two great characters. They're men, obviously men, dressed up as women in Victorian era dress. And they're going, oh, we're ladies, you know, where do we go to the lady things and do lady things? It's quite funny. And then there was one called Bubble. And Bubble was this huge woman who used to live in a spa hotel. And they'd be all, call me Bubble, darling, call me Bubble. You've missed out something funny in your life, Bruce.
Which is strange. I seem to get, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now, and other sad news is that E have cancelled The Soup. Now, if you're not mainstream people, which you probably aren't because you're watching us, you know about The Soup. Soup is one of the funniest shows about the anti-media and all that sort of stuff, about what's happening in the real world. And they've decided to cancel it. It's one of the funniest shows.
What network was it on?
E.
E, okay, so yeah. Yep, so.
That's why they cancel it.
Okay. Hey, I'm just going back to a few of my life hacks here, by the way.
Okay, give me your life hacks.
If again, we don't condone any pieces of these, but fuck, we find them funny. If you're a guy on a date and a girl, or a guy if you're gay, that's trying to quit smoking. Oral fixation, man. Oral fixation.
What does that mean, Bruce?
Just find one who's trying to quit smoking. They're looking for oral fixation, Jeffrey.
So that's like, do re mi fa la si o.
Yeah, you.
I used to get in trouble with my music teacher in high school with that. She goes, what comes after do re mi? And I went, fellatio. She once asked for one of the exams was, I think it was Bach had 21 children.
Mm.
Where did he spend most of his time?
In bed.
No, in debt. I was the only one that got the correct question. Oh. See, that helps coming from a large family.
I love this. The other one, I'll just pick out two today. But another one, I love this. If you're selling a car, alter a used car, put an alternate used car on the same site, on the same posting. pretty much all the same, but inflate the price of it, and then put your car on it with the sign marked down, must be sold immediately. So put the same car up, a couple of $1,000 dearer, and then put your car up with marked down, $1,000 must be sold immediately.
Right.
I like that idea.
But they do that. That's normal marketing, isn't it?
Oh, I know.
You know, when everything goes on sale, it's not really on sale because they've marked it up during the year. And they went, we might as well mark it down to what we're paying for it.
When you're selling it yourself. But when you're selling it for yourself. So you go to one of those websites and you decide you're going
to watch
sell it for yourself.
I'm going to have to watch Gruen. See if Gruen said anything about that. Will Anderson.
Yes. Now, so back to you, Jeffrey.
Why? What have I done?
I don't know. I got to the page.
You got back to the page where it says, say sorry to Germany.
Oh, yeah. I'm running from an episode 5 run sheet, so too late. That's a bit out.
The thing is, now, we're talking about depression and that. Did I mention that Lifeline have a new app?
No.
Okay, Lifeline have a new app for your phone. So if you're going through problems, issues in Australia... download the app and it'll point you to services in your area so that if you have financial issues or if you need food or food bank or whatever like that, you can look it up on the app and they'll tell you where to go. Which
Great.
Is a brilliant Great. Idea. And about time too. Thank you, Lifeline.
Yeah, well done. That's very well done. If yes. from around the world anyone else has those sorts of apps and things like that and want us to plug it, please do.
Yep.
Sponsors, we now on our website have a sponsors page.
Yes.
So we are open to sponsors. We obviously have to mention TWR Group, who accountants.
And, do we have to mention them?
Well.
Does Terry actually watch this?
I think.
Oh, hi Terry.
I think you made it. I think you made about halfway through the last one.
Did he?
Before you for lost attention. what are the new ones, Jeff?
What do you mean? Oh, Bigger City.
Bigger City.
Hello, Bigger City. That's for boys who like bigger boys.
Yeah.
And that's us.
Jeffrey has now officially used our podcast as a pickup, as his own personal Tinder.
Why not? Now, I actually did have a French joke.
So we're going oral fixations.
Oral fixations. Here we go. Now, apparently in Paris, the police used 5,000 rounds to kill 2 people. Now, if Mossad were in charge... they would have waited until they got both with the one bullet.
Oh, God. Too soon?
Too soon.
Mate, haven't the French gone, like the French military? Whoa.
Aren't some of them cute? So
many, hey?
Aren't some of them cute? It's sort of just a look at the police and go, wow, why don't we have police like that here?
Well, I haven't been really...
But they're looking at it the wrong way, aren't I?
I haven't been really watching, but there was a man similar to me with no neck and... like about 3 flak jackets just going back and forward, with his machine gun. I thought, you scare the shit out of me.
Do we want that? Do we really actually want to see that on our streets? I mean, look, we've got to be, alert, but not alarmed.
That's right.
Because the world needs more alerts. Yeah.
And, honestly, ISIS, fuck you.
Yeah. Anonymous, please go after them.
Yeah, Anonymous, look.
All their bitcoins.
Yes, exactly. Anonymous, please. I know.
I'm not smart enough to be anonymous.
I know. Anonymous, we call out to you. I know you've gone after corporate greed and you've done a good job about that. But now, please, focus on...
Cutting down these arseholes.
Yeah, getting these pricks out of the way. Because, seriously, Russia's going to bomb them... America's going to bomb them, but, we've been bombing people for years.
And look what's happened.
Yeah, just
they got worse. I mean, you never bomb people because it's just going to look, where are we going to live, and that broken up building or that broken up building? It's these people... Cut off the money. Show me money. Yeah, cut off the money. Donate it to somebody nice.
Yeah.
Grumpy middle-aged men.
wouldn't that be fun?
No. I hate to find, $14 billion in your bank account.
You now have a Bitcoin account with. But no, seriously, that's how these guys are surviving. They're getting the oil, they're getting the assets. The only reason they're getting anywhere, the only reason they're paying these nutters to come across from other countries is via the money that they get. And the only way they can get it is via Bitcoin or subversively cut it off at the, reduce the bombs, reduce the collateral damage. Anonymous, I really do call on you, go and do what you can, as much as you can, and cut off the money to these guys.
Hmm.
That was quite deep.
Less we beget.
Less. Yes.
Oh, my ear's gone funny.
Your ear's gone funny.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I don't know what it is. Okay. Oh, well, I think that's all I've got.
Well, that's wrapped a nice. That's wrapped a nice little podcast up. A bit of positive, a little bit of.
Yeah.
I won't say negative because I think some positive can come out of that. And yes, we will be doing one more podcast.
Yes, I'm so excited. Oh.
So Thursday next week will be our last podcast that goes up before Grumpy Middle Aged Men at Sea. So.
In the Navy.
So expect from the main voyage of the P&O Aria from Brisbane, leaving on the 27th.
Yes.
Grumpy middle-aged men and...
We sold out.
...group of others. Yes, we sold out.
We filled up the boat.
There is a waiting list. So if you look at our webpage...
So if somebody old dies, get in.
or ISIS, get me first. If you do want to get onto the wait list and join in, lots of the fun. Jeff will be doing... What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be doing a striptease. No, I'm not.
We want to encourage people. Oh, hang on. No. For those of you on...
Bigger city.
Jeffrey will be doing a strip.
Back to the old days. Memories. Little Jamie Drury. What a nice chap. Yeah, so we're all excited. We're all on Twitter. Send in your information to us. Send in your questions. Send in your love, your hate, your whatever to...
Email your questions to info@grumpymiddleagedmen.com.
There you go.
All right, so all the normal bits... Go to www.grumpymiddleagedmen.com for absolutely everything, including...
The links.
The links and how to get waitlisted on the cruise. So
and vote us up on iTunes.
Yes, please go to iTunes.
I hate being a H-list celebrity.
And I know, and after we bag iTunes and things like...
I've never bagged iTunes.
We bag Apple and Samsung users. But please, if you go to the iTunes store and the users, give us a rating... Not hitting anything, and tell people how wonderful it is. That helps us get.
There'll be a shiny coin in it for you.
check out our sponsors page. We're after sponsors.
Yes. What else is there?
Facebook.com/grumpymiddleagedmen. Chat to us, post to us.
Say hello.
Send us questions from our webpage. Mm-hmm.
We might even go live one day and get your questions doing it live. Hey.
I would love to know. Please drop me an email if any of you use Periscope, which is Twitter's Periscope, because we...
That was quite exciting, wasn't it, when we did the... We're going to have to go on a... Oh, we're going on a cruise.
Well, if you use Periscope, if we can find enough people who do use Periscope, we will do the parts of our check-in on Periscope.
Hey, yeah, why don't we do that?
That we are allowed to do. So we just need to know, do people use Periscope? Follow us on...
why don't we do it as the boat goes out underneath the gateway?
Very good. Well, we're going to be videoing that anyway for, prosthetics?
Prosthetics?
That's it. My tongue's gone dry. Prosperity.
Posterity.
Posterity.
Oh, God. This is wonderful. Okay, well, we better wrap it up. I better tuck him into bed.
Bruce, you need to nap now.
It's okay. So, thank you for watching. Thank you for staying with us. I didn't even mention the Kardashians, although two of them are in Australia. Watch out. Okay, I'm going to go.
Hang on. No. Where are they?
Sydney.
What the fuck aren't they coming up here to be on our podcast for? Did you invite them?
No.
We're bigger stars than them.
Literally and figuratively.
You're a bit of both. I can shake my...
Look, okay, I'm going to go. Bye.
Listen up. If the Kardashians want to... If we can get a guarantee The Cardassians want to come up here. Jeffrey and I'll make a sex tape.
Not together.
If the Cardassians will come up and meet our podcast, come on.
What?
Oh, I don't know. I'm straight.
You're going to have to shave your bottom first.
Okay. Let's just reduce that to Bruce will get a back sack and crack if the
wax. Can I do this?
If the
Paul will tell you a story about that one
on air.
On
if the Cardassians will come up and be on our podcast, so you
can't. Oh, come on, Chloe and Kimberly or Kylie or Kyle, whatever your name.
Whichever Cardassians in Sydney, there's a back sack and crack on the fact that. You'll come and visit us.
Yeah, and it's quite hairy down there. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.